Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Kiddushin Daf Vav, Kiddushin 6a, pagination is 11. We're starting from the third line, Tanu Rabbanon. We learnt different wordings that would be acceptable when making Kiddushin. Hareyat Ishti, behold, you shall be my wife. Hareyat Arusasi, behold, you shall be betrothed to me. That's the level of Kiddushin without yet doing Nesuin, the Chuppah, and taking her into your home. But you did the Kiddushin. They're married. Hareyat Kenuyali, you should be acquired to me. Mikudeshes. These are all valid words of Kiddushin. He's expressed himself clearly, even though it wasn't exactly the wording that was quintessential Kiddushin, Hareyat Mikudeshes Li, but it's acceptable. The Gemara continues four lines later, Iboy Lehu, with a series of questions. Different words that can somehow be construed to be Kiddushin. They're not contradictory to Kiddushin, but they didn't really express oneself in a perfect way. Miuchedes limahu, you shall be designated to me. Miuedesli, yud is the term that's used by an Amma Ivriya, the girl that was sold into that type of slavery, where she becomes a maidservant to somebody, and they actually had a hope that this wealthy landowner would take her as a wife, either to himself or to his son. So that process of taking her as a wife is a transition from being the maidservant to the wife is called yiyud. So the man used such a wording in a regular kiddushin. It's like a borrowed term. Ezrasi mahu, my helpmate, which the Torah describes that the creation of Chava, first woman, was intended to be an Ezer Kinegdo, a helpmate. Would these words be acceptable? And the Gemara ends up without resolving these words. And in halacha, it's referred to as mikudeshes b'safek. It's going to be a doubtful kiddushin, which is always the complex situation to leave somebody in. That means they're not definitively mikudeshes to the current man. And likewise, if somebody else would give her kiddushin, it's possible that she'll be married to that person, but not definitively. That case of doubt when dealing with marriage and illicit relations is very serious. She's going to end up having to get a get from both of the men in such a situation. The Gemara wonders, b'maya askinan, what's the case? Because these words are not definitive enough that if you just walked over to a woman and said, miyuchedes, miyuedes, ezrasi, you should be my helpmate, it wouldn't be enough to be definitive kiddushin. And the Gemara invokes what we mentioned in last session, that there's a principle called, it's the middle of the page right now, hayamidaber im isha al iskei kiddusheha. If a person was talking with a woman about kiddushin, v'nosan lo, and gave her the kiddushin, Rabbi Yossi Omer Dayu. Rabbi Yossi says that's sufficient to achieve a kiddushin. So the case over here was, the Gemara says, that they were talking about iske kiddusheha, they were talking about getting married, and then he made one of these borrowed term statements. And the question really is, does this borrowed term statement ruin the ambiance of Kiddushin, the discussion of Kiddushin, and now he's doing something else and I don't know what he's doing, or the fact that he was talking about Kiddushin set the stage for these somewhat ambiguous words to make sense within context. And it would be a good Kiddushin. And it is on that that the Gemara concluded, Teiku, we do not have a definitive ruling. Now, one of the cases of these borrowed wordings was a case of stating charufa. You'll see the case counting from the top of the page about a quarter of the way down in the beginning of a line. Iboiluhu, they asked the following question. Charufasi mahu, you shall be my charufa. What is the halacha in such a case? Now, the case of charufa is mentioned in Parshas Kedoshim. It's Perek Yudtes, Pasuk Chaf. And the Torah over there is describing a case of a non-Jewish woman who became a slave to a Jewish family. And at this point, she's in the process of being freed. And the description over there is that somebody lived with her, had relations, and her description, her status is described as Vihi Shivcha Necharefes L'ish. She's a woman who's designated to a man. There was some attempt at doing Kiddushin with her. She's been designated, and her status is still in transition. It's a questionable status, and the person who had relations with her is not going to be considered a full-blown violation, capital punishment, because she's not freed yet, and she can't accept regular Kiddushin yet, so it didn't have that level of impact, but there is an asham, an atonement, described in the pasuk. So the word charufa, even if we don't understand all the details of that case, which is discussed in the Gemara extensively, but charufa clearly means some level of designation to a man. And so we want to know if a man said to a woman, I want you to be my charufa, is this a borrowed term that would achieve Kiddushin or not? Toshima, we learned. Tanya ha'omer charufasi mikudeshes. A person who says charufasi is mikudeshes, it would achieve Kiddushin. Shekein b'Yehuda korin la'arusa charufa. Because in Yehuda, they call an arusa a charufa. Asks the Gemara quite predictably, v'Yehuda hav Yeruba da Alma? Just because Yehuda does it, but they're not the majority of the world, that's not normative expression. Hachi kamar, this is what we meant. Ha'omar charufasi mikudeshes. When you say charufa, it's mikudeshes. Shenemar v'hishivcha necharefes l'ish, because there's such a pasuk, so the term is validated on some level. Va'od b'Yehuda korin la'arusa charufa. And indeed, in Yehuda, they call an arusa a charufa. And that would accomplish kiddushin in Yehuda, in that area, in that shevet, in that portion of Eretz Yisrael, because that's like the local dialect. Indeed, as this is brought in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Chaf Zayin Se'if Gimel, the word charufa is going to be mikudeshes specific. The question has not been resolved. Our Gemara only resolved it in Yehuda because that's the way they talk. But nowadays, we're not living in Yehuda and we don't have that dialect, we don't use that expression. So the word charufa would remain a mikudeshes specific, a doubtful wording, if indeed it can accomplish Kiddushin. And again, we're talking about a case that they were discussing Iskei Kiddushin, and then they made this statement, and the question is, does this statement undo the context, or can it be understood within the context and be a good Kiddushin? I'd like to add on one thought. Why indeed is it that in Yehuda they called an arusa a charufa? Why indeed did they use this borrowed term, and specifically only in Yehuda? So we find that the Mishnah in the first parak of Ksubis, in Gemara, it comes out on Yud Beis Amud Aleph, that there was an interesting custom in Yehuda that once they were married on the level of Kiddushin, even though they did not yet do Nisuin, the custom was Shemisyached Ima, that they would be allowed in Yichud, they would be secluded together. They're already husband and wife on the level of Kiddushin, but Nisuin hasn't yet been done. They would do Yichud in order that there should be a level of familiarity between this chasan and kala, and they would encourage that. And that was a practice that was done in Yehuda and not in the rest of the world, not in the rest of the Jewish world. It could very well be that they therefore coined an expression of charufa regarding this time period, where, on the one hand, it is possible that they're going to have relations, and apparently it didn't bother us that much. We were willing to let them do yichud together, but it's like a charufa. It's not a correct thing. It's an ambiguous status. It's not proper to do relations because they haven't yet done nisuin. On the other hand, they've already done erusin, and you're allowing them to do yichud, so it can't be that bad if you're allowing that. And that quasi-status could very well have produced this term charufa, a borrowed term from the discussion of this other woman who's in the process of being freed and is not totally eligible to be with a man, but it's not totally prohibited. And they borrowed this term and applied it to their arusa. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.